Ecolab can help reduce your company's water usage, lowering your energy consumption. Ecolab Water for Climate, transforming the way the world thinks about water. Learn more at ecolab.com/EWC.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, July 24th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Google co-founders Sergey Brin and Larry Page stepped down from active management of the internet giant in 2019. But lately, Sergey Brin has been back, working alongside researchers as they push to develop the company's next artificial intelligence system. Our reporter Miles Krupa will join us later to discuss what impact Brin could have on Google's AI efforts. But first, the Federal Trade Commission said it's pausing its in-house trial against Microsoft's bid to buy Activision Blizzard. The company's plan to close the $75 billion deal by mid-October. The stay gives the FTC time to evaluate its next move, like entertaining a settlement or dropping the case altogether. The agency failed to stop the deal earlier this month in federal court. Microsoft and Activision declined to comment. Twitter's famous bluebird is set to fly the coop and be replaced with an X. Owner Elon Musk signaled the change was coming in a series of tweets on Sunday. The company officially renamed itself X earlier this year, according to a legal filing. At the time, though, the app kept the Twitter bluebird logo. In the past, Musk has spoken about his ambition to create a, quote, everything app called X.com that would use Twitter as its foundation. That app would not only be a digital town square, but also offer digital payment features. The White House says it's reached a deal with tech companies to put safeguards on artificial intelligence. Seven major companies, Amazon, Anthropic, Google, Inflection, Meta, Microsoft, and OpenAI, have agreed to voluntarily add guardrails around AI. These include testing systems' safety before their public release, and investing in research on the technology's risks to society. Our AI reporter Deepa Seetharaman has more.
Another thing that they're asking the companies to start working on is watermarking, to put in place some kind of barrier so that fake images don't circulate online and then cause some sort of panic, the way we saw back in May when a viral photo of the Pentagon being attacked started spreading all over social media and the stock market momentarily dipped. And they've gotten these companies to agree to study and consider and put in a watermark. But at the moment, it isn't really clear how technically robust those watermarks can be and how quickly they'll be able to implement them on any kind of scale.
One thing not included in the agreement, enforcement mechanisms. So companies will not face any potential punishment if they fail to live up to the agreement. Spotify plans to raise its subscription price in the U.S. by $1, making its ad-free tier $10.99 a month. That's according to people familiar with the matter who said price increases in dozens of markets globally are likely in the coming months. Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek said last October that subscribers should expect price hikes this year. The company has been under pressure from investors to become consistently profitable. Spotify is by far the largest music streaming service by subscriptions globally, but unlike rivals Apple, Amazon, and YouTube, it has resisted raising prices in established markets. And after an initial surge, Meta's Threads app is already losing its appeal. The number of daily active users on the Twitter copycat has declined for the second week in a row. User engagement has fallen to 13 million, down about 70% from its peak, according to estimates from market intelligence firm Sensor Tower. Plus, the average time users spend on Threads also went down, from 19 minutes to 4 minutes. Meanwhile, Twitter's daily active users remained steady. An average time spent on its platform is about half an hour a day, Sensor Tower estimates. A Meta spokeswoman declined to comment. After years of being hands-off, one of Google's co-founders is reportedly floating around the office. What sparked his return? We'll have those details when we come back.
As a City National client, you get a dedicated team of banking professionals working alongside you. From a relationship manager who works with you on everyday business needs to a business banker who drives your goals into the future. Come in to meet your team at City National Bank. See what personal can do for you at cnb.com.
Sergey Brin is the co-founder of Google, but for a long time, you wouldn't have found him at the company's offices in Mountain View, California. He took a back seat in recent years to other Google leaders, including its CEO Sundar Pichai. But things have changed, and Brin is now back helping Google's efforts in artificial intelligence. Our reporter Miles Krupa has been covering this, and he joins me now. Miles, Sergey Brin stepped back from daily work at Google, so what has his role been over the past few years?
Yeah, I mean, technically on paper, he was a board member. So he sat on the board with Larry Page, the other Google co-founder. And together, they still controlled a majority of the voting power in the company. But after they stepped down from executive roles in 2019, they really didn't have any day-to-day function at the company itself.
But now you're reporting he's back in the office. What do we know about what he's been doing?
We heard from a few people that Sergey is basically in the office at least 3 to 4 days a week. And it seems that he's spending a lot of his time with artificial intelligence researchers who are working on this one project in particular called Gemini. And Google has built these really large artificial intelligence systems in the past, but Gemini is promised to be bigger and better than all of them. And so Sergey is sitting among these researchers, asking questions, helping lead reviews of new AI research. And also, crucially, he's helping to hire some really highly sought after AI researchers.
You mentioned he's working on this Project Gemini. How important is that project to Google's AI efforts?
Google is certainly positioning it as critically important. And our understanding is that Google wants to get this out by the end of the year. And the goal is to basically create this really general purpose AI model that's super powerful and can be used for all sorts of tasks. Things like generating text, like what you see in ChatGPT or Google's Bard, or even images and maybe video. Google has talked about it being, quote, multimodal, which means multimedia, basically. So you could envision this kind of AI system powering all sorts of Google products, everything from YouTube to Gmail to even the core search engine.
When did Brin's involvement ramp back up?
He started coming back to the company a little bit at the end of last year. Both he and Larry, the other co-founder, participated in some meetings with executives about AI products. But it's really over the past few months that Sergey in particular has been spotted much more frequently.
What do we know about why he's become more active?
That's sort of the million-dollar question. He's clearly excited by this moment in artificial intelligence. His last letter to shareholders from 2018 was all about AI and how it was the biggest breakthrough in computation in his lifetime. So there's a demonstrated interest there.
Do we know how his presence is being felt by the people that he's working with or by leaders at Google?
Our understanding is that he's not really up to speed on all the technical details of the latest and greatest in AI. So he's not really coming in and, you know, exerting significant influence over technical matters, over the code that goes into these projects. But as far as we're aware, people who have worked with him are excited by his presence. It's exciting to be around a guy who's this sort of legendary computer scientist who co-founded one of the most important internet companies ever. And he's, in a way, kind of a mascot for these AI researchers working on this really big project. He's there to encourage. He's there to ask questions. He's there to help them get over roadblocks. Our understanding is that Sundar Pichai, the CEO, also welcomes his presence. Naturally, there will always be questions when somebody like Sergey comes back and doesn't really have an official role, but he's floating around and he still owns all these shares in the company and he has this sort of looming presence. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out over time.
Did we hear from Brin at all about his return?
We did not. A spokeswoman for Brin did not respond to our request for comment. But we did hear from Google. The company said he does not have any new formal title. He is still just co-founder and board member.
Co-founder, board member, guy floating around the AI office. What do we know about the other co-founder, Larry Page? Has he taken a more active role recently?
Larry was sitting in on some of the same AI meetings late last year. But in general, nobody's really seen Larry around the offices in the same way they've seen Sergey. Larry suffers from a rare vocal cord paralysis, and that's sort of affected his public profile over the years. And he's generally just been a bit more reclusive than Sergey, even on the sort of tech social scene.
All right, that's our reporter, Miles Krupa, who covers Google. And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.